Wisconsin's first poet laureate was appointed in 2000 by then-Governor Tommy Thompson. Bruce Detlefsen assumed the post in January.
It looks like, at this rate, I might be the last poet laureate in Wisconsin, at least to be chosen by the governor.
Governor Scott Walker's proposed two-year budget eliminates money for the Poet Laureate Commission, staffed with volunteers. Most of its $2,000 allotment goes to reimburse the laureate for his or her travels around the state, promoting poets and poetry. Detlefsen says the governor is sending a message that the arts are not important.
I think it's the arts that make us human. I wish somebody, when I was in eighth grade, would have gotten up and said, you have permission to be an artist. That artist is a good thing. You see things a little differently. Artists tend to tell the truth.
A larger cut is the $2 million, $1 million per year, that goes to the Wisconsin Arts Board. Its budget has held steady since 1992. The board's budget is being cut by nearly three-fourths. Much of that money has gone to artistic grants and thousands of hours of consultation work with cultural organizations. Six of the board's 10 paid employees will lose their jobs. The rest, along with the board's remaining $750,000, will be folded into the Department of Tourism. Dave Fantel is the department's deputy secretary. He says the arts are not immune to budget cuts. Still, he says the arts board mission can be fulfilled.
It's certainly too early to say what this means as far as that organization's grant-giving abilities at this time. But certainly there are some great synergies with the Department of Tourism. There's been a long-standing close working relationship between the Arts Board and the Department of Tourism.
Fantel says his department may look for private funding for the board. But the board's chair is concerned that won't happen. Former Lieutenant Governor Barbara Lawton says the Arts Board has worked closely with tourism in the past. But she says the board is focused on developing programs and the tourism department more with promoting them.
We can't really be effective at creating jobs and drawing business in and convincing them to grow unless we have a strong arts and culture infrastructure in Wisconsin.
Plus, Lawton says the board's work has a real economic impact. She points to a study in a 10-county region in northwestern Wisconsin that found the arts generate $32 million a year just in that rural area.
The creative industry sector has shown 14% growth in the last couple of years across the nation. And the Arts Board is the only state agency that is completely focused on this and working to leverage, you know, a few dollars into very big impact.
Lawton and the 14 other volunteer board members are lobbying members of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee in an attempt to preserve some funding. And Bruce Detlefsen is trying not to worry about the future of his position.
I think the poet laureate, all in all, should be above any political consideration. I don't see myself getting into a fray.
In fact, he says the situation has inspired him to write poems about it. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.